This is Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. Race can be a major predictor of how healthy you are and what diseases you'll get and how much money you'll make or not make over the course of your life. A new study from the Bloomberg School of Public Health found that health disparities among African American and Hispanic men cost the economy more than $450 billion between 2006 and 2009. Researchers looked at both the direct costs of medical care as well as the indirect costs such as lower productivity. Roland Thorpe Jr. was the lead author of the study. He's an assistant professor at the Bloomberg School of Public Health, and he's with me now in the studio. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me here.
How did you calculate the costs of health disparities?
We used a data set, a federal data set, that had the medical expenditures in there, and we used two outcomes. We looked at the direct medical expenditures, which includes the inpatient, outpatient, prescription drug use, emergency room expenditures, as well as the ambulatory care and dental care. And what we did was we compared the medical expenditures that were calculated on each race group to the best race group.
The best race group, I assume.
The best race group is, in most instances, was Asians, and then next was the Caucasians.
Okay. And so you compare it essentially to whatever in that category is the...
Is the best group, yes.
Is the best group. And you are actually finding incidences of illness?
No, we're not finding incidences of illness. What we do is we look at we identify the prevalence of certain health conditions, such as hypertension, diabetes, asthma, just to name a few. And we decided to, what we did was look at the prevalence of that group, and we took that prevalence measure, and we estimated what the prevalence would be if you were in the best cohort. And then we took the health expenditures of those two and compared them.
And so what did you find?
Well, we found on most health indicators, whether Asians or whites were the best groups. And then for direct medical costs, we found that African Americans, over the four-year period, their total medical expenditures was $447 billion. And that is due to health inequalities between the African American group and the best cohort. So that's the cost. If we were to remove the health disparities that was there, that would be a cost savings.
Now, in addition to looking at direct medical costs, do you also wanted to find indirect costs?
Yes, we also looked at indirect costs, and indirect costs represents the loss in worker productivity as well as the cost of premature death.
What did you find?
And we also found that African-American men incurred $317 billion of indirect costs.
Now, the vast bulk of that is premature death.
Absolutely. The vast bulk of that is premature death. It's about, it's about $303 billion of that was due to premature death.
And lost productivity.
Yes. Lower work productivity, it represents the number of days and hours that you miss work due to health.
Here on WYPR, this is Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cass speaking with Bloomberg Public Health Professor Roland Thorpe Jr. He's the author of a new study about the economic cost of health disparities. So you've come up with some very big numbers. What do they imply in terms of if our economy reorganized itself?
Well, I think what the numbers tell us is that we need to pay attention to men's health. Oftentimes it's overlooked. Let me be clear about one thing. We are not suggesting, myself nor my co-authors, are suggesting that we should ignore women's or children's health. That's very important. And we should continue to sustain the amount of funding or even give more money to women's health. But we do believe that there should be a concerted effort on men's health, resources put towards men's health, because if these numbers keep escalating, it's going to keep continuing to take a toll on the economy and affects population health as well as families and society.
What should the medical system do in particular?
We should have some grassroots efforts to encourage men to go to the doctor, and once they get to the doctor, to be engaged in their own health care and educate each other about their health.
You mentioned a minute ago that usually we look at health disparities from an aspect of social justice.
Mm-hmm.
And you've attached numbers now. Is there something that economic justice demands?
Well, a lot of people who don't believe in the social justice viewpoint, they get numbers. People understand money and dollars and cents. So I do think that when you see these numbers, these are staggering numbers. They arrest a lot of people's attention. And what we want to do is we want to heighten people's awareness about this area. And if we can think about if we improve men's health, that's an approach, one approach, to improving overall population health.
What are you going to study next?
Well, I think the next thing that we want to do is we want to, based on these numbers, we see that African-American men and Hispanic men are doing very, very bad. And so we're in the very early stages of trying to design a longitudinal study to follow African-American men over time to understand their health patterns as they age.
And what do you think you can learn from that?
Well, we can identify African-American men have earlier onset of disease. We can identify, understand things, why they don't go to the doctor. And we also understand and identify areas that we can intervene on to improve their lives and at what points across the life course are most effective to intervene.
I wish you luck with this. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Roland Thorpe Jr. is assistant professor at the Bloomberg School of Public Health. He also works with the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Disparities Solutions. His study was published in the International Journal of Men's Health. We've got more information on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cast. Ahead on 88.1, Missing Moments in Black History. Stay with us.